Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bridget Bergen from the WNYC and Gothamist Newsroom, and we are going to take your calls on whether your socializing schedule has changed. Have you turned into an early bird? I, for one, have. The number is 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. This, you know, a little over a week ago, the New York Times published an article titled, "In the City That Never Sleeps, Some Doors Now Close at 10 p.m. And they chronicle how some establishments that have been known for being open for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, are now closing a lot earlier. Even the 24-hour fitness in Kew Gardens closes at 10, apparently. Maybe they need to change their name. And in the New York Times Style magazine, another article from last week sported the headline, "For New Yorkers, 6 p.m. is the new 8 p.m. So we want to focus on dining and socializing. One of our producers was telling us how she's been struggling to get dinner reservations for 5:30 or 6 p.m. Those time slots are just too much in demand lately. Does that sound at all familiar to you? Give us a call. The number is 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. Tell us if you've been, you know, making much earlier dinner plans than you used to pre-pandemic. When did that change? Are you trying to get those coveted 6 p.m. dinner reservations when you used to go at maybe 8, 9, 10 p.m.? And if so, what would you say is causing this shift for you? We also want to hear from restaurant and bar workers or restaurant and bar owners. Have you noticed more clientele wanting to dine or drink earlier in the evening? Has your establishment adjusted its hours or staffing to reflect earlier preferences? And as that time, the article from the Times noted, conversations amongst ourselves have revealed, there seem to be a couple of factors behind this earlier shift in dining. For instance, if you're working a hybrid schedule or you're back working in person full time in an office, maybe you're more interested in going straight to dinner and drinks after work instead of going home first and then going back out. Because for some people, once you're back home, you're not going back out again. Is that you? I think it might be me. Could it be that for some people, the pandemic created a less is more mentality when it comes to socializing? Maybe pre-pandemic, you used to have 3 or 4 different social engagements in one night, you know, meeting with a couple of friends for drinks, and then, you know, meeting another group of friends, going for drinks somewhere else, then going to dinner together. Are you, like, downsizing your social life a bit now? And has that caused you to dine earlier in the night than you used to? Some of our callers have even expressed that they don't feel as safe in the city as they once did. So do you have concerns for your personal safety and that's why you're socializing earlier? Or are you, you know, you don't want to travel back home really late at night? Or are you just, you know, generally tired and not wanting to stay up as late as you used to? Listeners, we are taking your calls. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. Tell us if you've been making much earlier dinner plans than you used to pre-pandemic, or if you work at a restaurant or bar, tell us what you've noticed in this shift and how it's affecting your workplace. It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bridget Bergen from the WNYC and Gothamist Newsroom. I also host a Sunday politics show at noon called The People's Guide to Power. I'm filling in for Brian, who is off today, and we're taking your calls on whether your socializing schedule has changed. Have you turned into an early bird? Is the 5 p.m. dinner reservation now what you are lining up for? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehr. We want to hear about how your social life has changed. We want to hear if you work in restaurants, if you work in bars, how has the atmosphere changed? How has your work schedule changed? And we are going to kick things off with Alexander in West Harlem. Alexander, welcome to WNYC. What explains the shift in your social life?
We have a 16-month-old daughter, and we revolve around her schedule now. And sleep is a priority. So usually by 6:30, 7 o'clock, it's her bath time. We wind her down, 8 o'clock bedtime, and then I try to struggle. Usually by 10 o'clock, I try to catch up on emails and stuff, but it's tough to keep my eyes closed. But my wife is great because she allows me at least once a week to go out and try to socialize. But even so, by 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm done.
Oh, wow. And I can tell, Alexander, because you said you were struggling to keep your eyes closed, and I'm pretty sure you meant struggling to keep your eyes open.
Yes.
I'm wondering, I mean, that you have a social life with a 16-month-old is my credit to you. But have you been able to make it out? And if you have, where have you guys gone?
Well, we'll do brunch. We'll do brunch. We'll catch up with family and friends. But if we do dinner, we let most friends know, or mostly family. It's like, it's got to be early. It's got to be by 5:30, 6 o'clock. And most people are flexible. Or we'll invite them over and have some light bites here. But yeah. Nothing. We're not doing anything late because the baby schedule is priority.
I completely can understand that. Alexander, thank you so much for calling. We are talking to listeners about how your social life has changed. Are you becoming an early bird? The number is 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Of course, we know some of those 24-hour establishments aren't open 24 hours anymore. So, you know, have you shifted your schedule because there's just no place to go? Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn. Anthony, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
And I understand that you work in the wine business?
I do. So I work for a wine importer and distributor, and a big part of our job is going to restaurants and supporting our restaurant account and clients, and that often results in very late-night wine dinners with clients and winemakers. And I think it's important to note that during the pandemic, when restaurants reopened, they were closing a lot earlier. So our restaurant reservation times kind of moved up to 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and it's something that I love and have continued to do even as restaurants stay open later, because it allows for us to have kind of a post-dinner relaxation time, in the sense that it doesn't take away from the entire night, and we can come home, catch up on work, see my husband, that kind of stuff.
Oh, I love that. So part of the reason why you like this early night out is because it gives you more time to be at home and be awake and enjoy your time at home.
Exactly.
Anthony, thank you so much for calling. I like your description of that decompression time. Let's go to David in Staten Island. David, thanks so much for calling WNYC.
Hi, how are you? So, you know, I kind of want to encourage people to go back to eating at 7 o'clock. We've been eating at 5 o'clock for a while now. I have a 7-year-old who has pretty profound autism. So you want to keep them kind of social and getting used to these things. So a fairly empty restaurant's a nice thing. And yeah, they're not so empty anymore, which gives him more opportunity to grab people's food or that kind of antics that he gets up to.
That's so interesting. So part of the reason that you want people to go back to eating at 7 is so that there are some more of those reservation slots available for you?
Yeah, it's just purely selfish on my part, right? Right? I mean, I guess I could say, hey, we were trendsetters. We've been doing it for a long time. But it's just funny to see how that kind of works out, I guess.
Oh, that's so... And for you, you know, since you have, you know, potentially been a little ahead of the curve in, you know, the early socializing, do you find that you know, is it just when it comes to restaurants or, you know, do you try to look for other things that you can do, you know, early activities that you can go to that maybe are a little bit less crowded now because everybody's gone to dinner and it's taken up all your reservations?
You know, I haven't really thought of going to other places during that time, but that's not a bad idea. We always look, right, to try to find dates, whether it's going to the zoo or other things where we'll be a little less crowded, right, which is challenging, right? You want to go on a school holiday, but it's just too crowded for him, right?
Yeah.
Those types of things. So it's always a bit of a guessing game. You know, quite frankly, lockdown was great for us because we would drive places and there was no traffic and we'd go to every park and swamp and everything we'd ever heard of in New Jersey or wherever, right? And no one was there, but everyone's back now. So,
right.
Which is great, but it does mean then some different scheduling.
David, thank you so much for calling and sharing your story. We are talking about how our social lives have changed and our schedules in particular have moved a little bit earlier. And I want to go to the Brian Lehrer Show producer, Amina Sarno, who had this really interesting idea for this conversation and where that idea came from. Amina, take it away. Where?
Hi, Bridget. So a little peek behind the curtain, which is just that my friends have been making 5:30 p.m. dinner reservations, which I thought was initially kind of rude. You know, I mean, who's done working at 5:30? What are you guys doing? But I realized through attending these 5:30 p.m. dinners that really just people, when they're coming into the office to work or going in for their jobs, they don't really want to drive back home and then come back into the city for dinner. So they've been kind of like front loading social plans, piggybacking off of the end of their work day. So I definitely go, I'll have like a snack. I won't have a full dinner at 5:30, but it has been, you know, it's been a cultural change that I'm trying to get used to here.
Well, it sounds like some of our listeners have adapted better than others. I can speak personally as you know, someone who has both the toddler and the long commute, that my socializing has definitely shifted earlier. I think I'm doing a birthday dinner for my husband this week, and we are eyeing a 5:30 reservation. I'm sorry to those those other folks who want it. We're going
to
get it. But thank you so much
hard
for
to get now.
they are. I want to thank all of our listeners who joined us in this conversation. We're going to leave it there for today. Thank you for all your calls. The Brian Lehrer Show's producers are Lisa Allison, Mary Croak, Amina Cerna, and Carl Boiserand, and Esperanza Rosenbaum, with help from Emily Lowinger. Zach Goddard-Cohen takes care of the podcast. Megan Ryan is the head of live radio. Our interns are Trinity Lopez and Brianna Brady. Juliana Fonda and Milton Ruiz are at the audio controls. I'm Bridget Bergen, and this is The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. And again, from all of us here, we want to wish a very happy new year to our Jewish listeners. Brian will be back tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.